This is JIS News. Coming up, Youth Ministry to review licensing regime for privately operated children's homes, JCDC to open artist management division, and FlexiWeek Forum on this evening at Emancipation Park in New Kingston. The news in detail after this message.
The Ministry of Labour and Social Security invites you to the Workers' Week panel discussion Wednesday, May 21, under the theme FlexiWork for Labour Market Reform and Sustainable Development, starting at 6 p.m. at Emancipation Park, featuring presentations from ministry officials, representatives from trade unions, church and employer groups. Come out to Emancipation Park May 21 at 6 p.m. and share your views on FlexiWork arrangements.
Do you have a complaint about a government agency, office or representative? Come on out as Acting Public Defender Matondo Makulu and his team embark on an outreach exercise to hear your complaints and seek resolutions. Clarendon, May 29 at the St. Gabriel's Anglican Church Hall, Maypen. St. Elizabeth, June 17 at the St. Matthew's Anglican Church, Santa Cruz. And Manchester, July 8 at the St. Mark's Anglican Church Hall, Mandeville. Start time for all sessions is 10 a.m. The Office of the Public Defender, here to protect and enforce your rights as we strive to give a voice to the voiceless.
Now the news. The Ministry of Youth and Culture will begin a review of the licensing regime for privately operated children's homes and places of safety this fiscal year. Portfolio Minister Lisa Hanna says the assessment is a means of ensuring licensed entities are adequately equipped to care for the wards in their charge.
The aim of this exercise is to ensure that all entities licensed to operate as children's homes and places of safety not only have the physical facilities, but are also fit and proper with staff and the requisite training and experience to offer the new standards of care that we will be insisting upon them.
Minister Hanna was making her contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives Tuesday under the theme, Not Leaving It to Chance. She says the review exercise will see the ministry insisting that licensees present credible business plans to sustain the required levels of service. The Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC, is to open an artist management division this year. Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna says the Finance Ministry has approved the $14 million budget to fund staff for the division, whose terms of reference will be to identify markets for performers. This while acting as the central database for all talent coming through its doors.
It is not enough to mesmerize the rest of the world with our talent and creativity. We must manage the process so that we continue to not only spawn the best cultural talent, but to move the market and market this talent to the world with purposeful and consistent arrangement.
Based on this goal, Minister Hanna says it is critical to move the JCDC from being solely talent developers to talent managers. The Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission, BGLC, plans to implement provisions to allow for mobile legal licenses. Chairman of the commission, Gary Peart, says this is with a view to reducing the number of illegal operators.
One of the biggest loopholes was the issue of mobility. So our legal licensees have to be static. So therefore, they didn't have the ability to move from one location to the next, which is what fueled a lot of the illegal underground. So that led us to the change of allowing now the legal operators to become more mobile.
Mr. Peart was speaking at a GIS think tank session Tuesday. The commission also plans to incorporate the use of technology to facilitate telephone and text betting. The BGLC aims to provide timely and quality service to all stakeholders and to ensure the highest standards of integrity within the betting, gaming and lottery sectors. And Jamaicans are being encouraged to come out to a panel discussion on flexible work arrangements this evening at Emancipation Park. The event is being organized by the Ministry of Labor as part of activities for Workers Week. Head of the Hugh Lawson Scherer Trade Union Education Institute and trade unionist Danny Roberts says the panel discussion is important as the nation prepares to deal with worldwide economic challenges.
I'm encouraging the public to join us in a symposium that is going to look at the issue of flexi-time arrangement and to have a panel discussion around its significance and meaning and impact to you as an individual and to the country in general.
Mr. Roberts was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. The panel discussion on flexi-work arrangements gets underway at 6 p.m. at Emancipation Park in New Kingston. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.